At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is Illini guy Mike Kegley, and I am here with Illini guy Brad Sturdy. I'm here with Kedrick Prince, the director of recruiting for the Illini guys, and Connor Kegley, who is the basketball writer for the Illini guys. It is an exciting day. The sky was beautiful today. A five-star, the first one in quite some time to commit to University of Illinois. Brad, what does Sky Clark bring to the table, and what does he mean to the Illini?
Well, I think there's two things. First of all, you get a dynamic combo guard, a guy who can score the basketball from all three levels, probably the best ball handler in high school basketball right now. He's got such a slick handle. So obviously on the court, you get a dynamic player. But off the court, you get a guy with 259,000 Instagram followers. You get a guy who is a big name, who has swag, who brings, and he announces on national television. This is like kind of thing that Illinois doesn't get very often. So this is a huge get, not just from an on the court standpoint, which it is. I mean, because this is a guy who's going to come in, and you know, you've already seen, I think it was Chester Frazier already tweeted a picture of D, Darren, and Lou. You've got Sincere, Jaden, and Sky. I mean, and they're eerily similar in some ways when you think about it. But so I'd say that's great on the floor, but off the court, you get a guy who like has some, swag. Is swag the word we're going to use today? I mean, and he's just got that, and he's a name. He's a name brand, and people know him. Kids know him. Kids want to play with him. I think it's a really good thing for Illinois from that standpoint as well.
And really, probably the only thing we could compare to this would have been last year when you came over to Illini guys. That would probably be about the only comparable thing that Illinois fans have seen.
Well, the hair's similar, you know.
Yeah, you know what? I forgot. That's such a natural. I forgot.
Yeah.
Kedrick, what, you know, you've obviously been monitoring this situation for a while. What does Sky Clark mean to you coming here to University of Illinois?
Well, I'm going to tell you something as a joke, and you might want to Google this when we get off the air. You talked about his hair, and believe it or not, and I'm going to keep this PG, natural is a term for the kind of hair he has. So Google that, and you'll get a lot of information. That was pretty clever on your part. Probably didn't mean it, but I like that. What he does for this team to me is, you talk about just, he's a game changer. And to me, Brad talked about not just, you know, all on the court. I like the fact because he's a five-star kid. You know, people can, you know, debate whether he's four or five. You know, when I look at kids and four and five-star kids, they have a total package. And I really look at the speed and athleticism. He has all that. He really does. And what this does for Illinois, for so many years, the University of Illinois has put so much effort into getting five-star kids can't leave the state. Five-star kids can't leave Illinois. Ayodele Sumo was a five-star kid. You know, regardless of people remember that or not, he really was. But he's an Illinois kid. Now you got a five-star kid, you know, originally from Tennessee, who is at the University of Illinois. And that tells you the growth of the program and what this means to the program as far as other kids. The thing on ESPN was huge. You know, we all looked at Jeremy Frizz when he went on ESPN. He committed to Michigan State. His, you know, Brad talked about his social media accounts. I mean, I'm going to be honest, guys was already big, and they grew even bigger today just based off what he did today with this commitment. So other kids will want to be a part of that. We know other kids are talking to each other. And what was unique that I really liked hearing today was the group text messages that have already been started with him and some of the other recruits. That right there alone should tell you where this program is headed. Illinois is not going anywhere. You know, I know fans thought this was probably a 1 or 2 year wonder with Iowa and Kofi. Today is a reason why, and if this doesn't show you Illinois basketball is back for a while, then you don't know anything about basketball or sports.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. So, Connor, I know you've taken time to look at this and watch this player play an awful lot. Give us your thoughts on Clark.
Well, you kind of mentioned, Brad, that this is kind of reminiscent of the Deron Williams class. And honestly, there are some similarities to their game there. He kind of has that bigger build, even though it doesn't look like he's like a huge weight room guy at this point. He still just has a naturally thicker build, and he can really use that strength to pin smaller guards down in the post, as well as finish over the top of them in the lane. And he's a good passer for sure. And he has good vision, but overall he's a score first guy at the moment. And Illinois needs a guy from the guard position that can go out and just get a bucket themselves. They need someone that can essentially force defenses to come out and guard him from anywhere. And having a guy like that, as well as off the court where he's a huge name as well, having a star guard that's going to be there potentially as, you know, one and done or even a two and done, definitely will enhance the brand.
Yeah, and I had one thing I'd like to throw out there, and I know this is kind of a joke, but, you know, in basketball circles, Adam Fletcher is regarded as the best strength and conditioning coach in the country. Did he just become the most famous strength and conditioning coach in the country? And did Sky Clark just turn him into a recruiting advantage for the University of Illinois because of what Brad was talking about earlier? Brad, I know you're laughing there, but I really wonder if all of a sudden the secret weapon of the Illini just got revealed to the world.
Yeah. You know, it is true. I think Fletch has that. He's got such a great reputation, and you get kids like this. You look at, I mean, you already look at Dane Danger, who's come on campus in January, and where he's at physically from where he was when he got here. And now you look at a kid like Sky Clark, and Connor mentioned he's kind of a, I don't know how you, I don't, he's kind of a bigger bodied, kind of a bigger bodied guy, but he's not like a cut guy, like a big bulky guy. He's kind of just got a little bit of
Bruce
maybe
Douglas.
Some, I don't know, baby fat, whatever. Yeah, I mean, just a bigger body. Deron Williams is a great example. Now you put this guy in this weight program, he becomes more explosive. He becomes leaner. He gets stronger. And he still carries that same weight around, but it's now in a different spot and it's cut. And it's like, this is a, that's the kind of guy that, you know, Fletch can really do some damage with. And so, yeah, I think you're right. I think Fletch is a great selling point.
Yeah. And I tell you what, it, you know, again, you're talking about recruiting down the line. That's, you know, anything we can do to help Illini recruiting. And that's a great thing. You got Io out in the NBA talking about the Illini. This is the type of things that young players are going to hear and pay attention to, not listening to us or, you know, different podcast guys. You know, they don't care what Andy Katz has to say. Let's move on now, because that makes it a great day, that right alone. But let's talk about what we've got going on in the transfer portal. And that's become kind of the hot stove league of college basketball. And I'll tell you what, folks, right now you're listening to the two guys, and I am not one of them, who have the most connections with the Illini basketball program and understand what's going on. That's Brad Sturdy, Kedrick Prince. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on in the transfer portal. You can only really get it on IlliniGuys.com. So the first name that comes up is one that I can't help but think, watching him play, what an incredible defensive player. And I know he played well on offense, but on defense, he was just such a at 6'5", was just amazing. Brandon Murray, LSU, who it looks like might be looking at Georgetown seriously, because his coach who recruited him to LSU, is now at Georgetown. What are you thinking about that? And of course, we also hear Tennessee's in the mix, and obviously Coach Barnes has been an amazing recruiter over the years at Texas. What are you hearing on that, Brad? And is he going to be visiting, and when would that be if it does happen?
Yeah, it sounds like Murray wants to get in and out quickly. I think Thursday he had a 3-hour visit to Tennessee or something. So, you know, wants to come in, maybe check out, just see the campus, whether it's Illinois, Georgetown, or, you know, obviously lives close to Georgetown, so that's not even an issue. He can stop by anytime. He's going to decide Monday and make his decision. I think that's the 11th. Is that the 11th of April? Right around that time frame.
Yeah.
And that's when he's going to announce. I think it, most people think that, you know, because they hired the assistant coach from LSU, that that's a good fit for him. And that's where he's most comfortable. I will say that probably from an on the court standpoint, I think Tennessee's a better fit than probably either Illinois or Georgetown, but I think Illinois would be second. Georgetown's probably third because they're bad. I mean, I know they're going to add some guys, but they were 0-18 in the Big East. I mean, you've got to add like 10 new guys, you know what I mean? Like, to be good. So I don't know. It's kind of crazy, but I think a lot of times these kids, they trust these coaches that they've gone to, and they, you know, they take a chance, and maybe that's what he does. It sounds like Georgetown, but, you know, never say never. Chester Frazier's done a great job with these guys from that DMV area. So I think it's interesting. We'll find out more. We'll know more probably over the weekend. So tune into Illini guys, and we'll have some more info for you.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing that brings me back, you know, 0-18 is really hard to accomplish. We used to have a teacher in back at Muhammad that if you got everything wrong on a test, he would give you 100%. And I had a buddy try to do that, and he got one question right. He got 5% and was ineligible for the game that week. So there's a little bit of a learning for everybody. Ked, you've seen Brandon Murray play. What do you think about what could he bring to a team, whether it's Illinois, Tennessee, or Georgetown? What's he bring?
Shot maker, athleticism, left-handed, and depth. I think he could definitely add some depth to a team. You know, when you're able to convince teams to be one or two deep at every position, people are naturally going to look at you and say, okay, this is one of the favorites. You know, to get a guy to come in, a transfer in from LSU, you just got a 5-star guard and Sky Clark and some other kids that they're looking at. It just draws much more attention to where you are nationally. And then, you know, I know there was a long time ago, Iowa State was a factory for transfers. Everybody, if you were a transfer, you went to Iowa State. So I'm not saying that's what Illinois is becoming or that's what they want, but it'd be nice to get some high-quality guys like that. For me, I would think, I mean, Illinois or Tennessee, he couldn't go wrong. But the Georgetown thing to me, I understand the coaches there. And from an Illinois perspective, I should be the last guy saying, why would you want to go to Georgetown when they're bad? Because if you remember when Brad Underwood took the job, you know, Illinois fans wanted the best player to come, and people were saying, why would you want to go to Illinois? So I understand that the kid's in a tough spot, but, you know, you only get one shot at this. Illinois is going to be good, and Tennessee is good. I'm not going to sit here and bash them because it makes sense to me. You know, from that coach to do that to him, you better bring some other kids in with him other than just ruining this kid's career, because this kid is good, but he's not going to come in and be the guy to score 25, 30 points a game and lead you to a Final Four. That's not who he is as a player. Is he good enough to start at all these teams? Heck yes, he is. Would he start? I don't know that. But from an Illinois standpoint, he can't go wrong. And I can say at Tennessee either. Georgetown will be the last place for me, and I'm sure that's probably the school he may pick, you know. But I know Illinois is going to put the best foot forward. And I, like Brad mentioned, the coaching staff at Illinois is different. They've done a good job. They can sell these kids, and the vision's there. And now the wins and losses are there. The fan base is there. The contracts are there with all the coaches. Illinois can sell anything now.
Yeah, those are good points. Connor, you've watched him on film. Where do you think Brandon brings to the table?
You kind of mentioned, Ked, that he could, as an Illinois fan, you know, it's kind of hard for you to knock a kid for being, you know, the person that's paving the way for others and to kind of get a program back into where they're going. but is a guy that is as competitive as him going to want to be doing the role that he's doing on a team that is, you know, getting, you know, 3 to 4 wins in conference, even if they take a nice step up this year? That's a tough role to be the guy that is the defensive stopper that has to watch a bunch of teammates missing shots all game. That might drain on him emotionally, considering he wouldn't have the ability to get out of there if it is, you know, if they still are pretty bad, because that will be his free transfer. So there's just, for him, the only thing that could go in terms of Illinois' way is the fact that he is making a decision so quickly, because that shows just how much he wants to get to work. Basketball is the priority, winning games, getting better, getting to the next level. So if you're that into the sport, are you going to want to be immediately going to a team that is 0-18? Just a weird choice if you are doing that. To me, it seems like he wants to be on a team that wins. So maybe that relationship with the assistant coach will, you know, carry that much sway. But, man, that would be disheartening as the guy that is the energy guy that's going to be out there guarding, you know, 30, 40 feet away from the hoop, putting in all that effort just to see, you know, your buddy on the block give up a layup.
Yeah, and I tell you that's a lot of things to think about there, and we'll have to see what the way he goes, but it'd be enticing to see him at Illinois. Now, Brad, the next guy, of course, is another Chicago product, Terrence Shannon. One of the guys, he just reminds me of an Andre Iguodala type. So just a ton of athleticism. But, you know, the things you could do with him on either end of the floor with his ability to shoot and his defense, it's enticing. But now we're hearing there's another suitor that could be causing problems. So where do you think we are with Mr. Shannon?
Yeah, I think Illinois is a really good spot. I don't know. I hear there's always going to be rumors going around. Was it about a week to 10 days ago, Scott Clark was going to Tennessee?
Yep.
Do you remember that? Yeah. Is he going to Tennessee? I don't think he is. So I don't know. So I just was checking. I mean, I'm making sure, but yeah, there's always going to be these things where things are put out, and, you know, and Ked has really good ties in with the Shannon family. And I know Michigan would love to have Terrence Shannon, but I think if Terrence Shannon has his way and things work out the way they should, he would end up at Illinois. And Illinois would love to make that happen. He's a dynamic 6'7" wing who can shoot the ball, defend. He can get up and down the floor, run the floor, finish at the rim. You can play him anywhere from 2, 3, or 4 out on the court. Really a perfect fit in this roster at Illinois.
Yeah. It's like I said, as a guy who does a lot of offense or defensive coaching, just unbelievable what he brings to the table. Kedrick, you do have as normal, just unbelievable, you know, relationships with the parents. I'm not going to specify any parent in particular, but what are you hearing and what are your thoughts on Terrence Shannon?
Well, no disrespect to anybody in the class, but to me, Kedrick Prince, he is my favorite player in the transfer portal for the University of Illinois. This kid,
I agree.
To me, is the missing. If Kofi comes back, this kid is the missing piece for me from Illinois being a 2 or 3 seed, or possibly number 1 seed. And here's why: the game, and I said this on our message board, you know. And I'll say it again to anybody who'll listen. The game and what Illinois is doing is changing. This kid is a freak athlete. He is just at a different level. When you look at the way Illinois played last year, they had one guy who could get his shot. We've all used that term before, but that's not a term that people should use lightly. When you looked at Houston, they just punished people on the glass, and they shot right over the top of our players. You get a guy like Terrence Shannon and a guy like Ty Rogers, people aren't going to get on the block the way they did Andre Cabello and Trent Frazier and post them up, because that's not going to happen, because you can't do that to Illinois. And if people realize, Penn State figured that out at home, and then everybody else starts slowly doing that to the University of Illinois. Why Shannon brings what he brings to the table, why he's so important to this program, to me, he's played at the college level, he's been around, And I do, and you're 100% right. It's no secret that his family likes the University of Illinois. And I'm going to be honest with you. Tim Anderson is batting 1,000 to me. If this guy wants a kid and he really wants this kid and thinks this kid should be, you know, should be in the program, he's going to do everything he can to get him to be an Illini. And I think he would be a huge addition. I mean, I don't know how in the world, if this kid committed to Illinois and Kofi came back with what they have right now, if they didn't add another piece, they're not one of the top five teams in the country. Because you look at the transfers that we just talked about and the incoming freshmen, there's no way they're not. That's how big of an impact I think he makes to the program.
Yeah, and I mean, and folks, let's be real honest here. We're not talking about Ty Rogers, who is a stud. We're not talking about Jaden Epps. We're not talking about Sincere Harris. Those are three really good players, and they're going to be here too. And then you look at the rest of the team, you know, I mean, Illinois is going to be stacked if they can add a little. They're going to be stacked even if they don't add more people, but this there's an opportunity here to go really up high. So, Connor, again, you broke down film on Shannon. What do you think about him?
He is the definition of a dynamic athlete. The kid can get out in transition as good as anybody. He finishes over the top of people. I mean, there are some dunks out there that you watch him even when he was back in, Mac Irvin Fire days, where he is throwing down dunks that guys are throwing down at the NBA All-Star game. And that's what type of athlete he is. And Illinois really hasn't had an athlete like him, even with Kofi and Io on the team, because he is a plus athlete as an NBA player right now today, if he was in the NBA. And the fact that he can play, you know, anywhere from probably the 2 through the 4, if they want to go small, he can play the 4. That is, those lineups are just become even better. The amount of options that Underwood will have if he has a guy like Terrence Shannon on the roster.
And I like the idea of having the big wings and doing to teams, you know, doing to other teams what Ohio State maybe has done to us on an evening, or, you know, depending on who we're playing. I like the long wings, so I'm all for that. Next up is a St. Louis product who, of course, the Illini were in hot pursuit of. Point guard at Texas right now, Courtney Ramey. Brad, I know you have extensive, you know, experiences with him. What would it mean to the Illini to have an experienced hand at the point guard position next year? Not that there's anything wrong with Sky Clark or the other guards, but to have somebody who's been through some of the battles when it gets down to grind time in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I think the thing about the NCAA tournament, the goal for Illinois, and just talking to the coaching staff, obviously you want to win Big Ten titles because it puts you in the mix. But at the end of the day, Illinois wants to go to Final Four, and they want to get in that mix. And to do that, if you look at the teams that are in the Final Four, there aren't many teams that had freshman guards leading the way. There are a couple freshman guards who contributed, but to have a trio of freshman guards to rely on for everything, I think is a lot to ask. But you have some talented freshman guards, and you pair them up with a fifth-year senior point guard who can facilitate, who can knock down open shots, who is an elite defender on the ball and off the ball, who is and really understands how to play and how to play the game. And he has that experience, and he's got size too, 6'3", 6'4", in Courtney Ramey. And that's the perfect fit for this team. I mean, if you added Terrence Shannon and Courtney Ramey and returned Kofi, this is literally, in my opinion, you're a top five, maybe top three team in the country heading into next season. So that's how important Courtney Ramey is to what you can do. And it's not just him. It's a veteran point guard who can do things, but he's the best guy in the portal at the point guard position right now. Illinois obviously has a relationship before. It's close to home. He's been in Texas. They like the style of play at Illinois. They like the way they use their guards. So this is you talk about Illinois. Brad Underwood's played freshman different times. Adam Miller, Ayodele Osumu, Kofi Coburn, Georgie Bishanashvili. You go back, Devontae Williams, Trent Frazier, a lot of freshmen have played. He also plays old guys too. So Courtney Ramey would fall into that old guy category, and he could really be a key piece to Illinois next season.
Yeah, that's those are Those are very positive words. Ked, what are your thoughts on Mr. Ramey?
Well, I saw a list, I don't know, yesterday. I don't know how accurate it was because, you know, we all talk about what you can believe and what can't believe on the internet. I thought I saw a list the other day from him. I don't think Illinois was on the list. I know they've reached out to him. I know there's some interest there.
Ked, I'll tell you, John Rothstein had that list, and then he edited it about 20 minutes later with Illinois on it.
But that's good because I know a lot of the national guys, they miss a lot, and it always seems Illinois is always that team that who takes who's a bridesmaid. But okay, I'm glad because I didn't know that. But I do know this though. Before he went to Texas with the previous staff with John Gross and those guys, Illinois was second. I mean, I have developed a very good relationship with the father. And he liked Illinois. And obviously Illinois has changed and they're not the same team as they once were. But I know they put themselves in a really good situation to prove to him that they can play older guards and that he could be a part of the missing piece, I guess, if you will. It is nice to have some of that veteran leadership. I do think by the time, you know, if these other guards, freshman guards develop at the rate which we think and hope they will, you know, it is still nice to have that one guy at crunch time who's been through the wars, who can make a play and not afraid to make a play. So I think he would add that to the table. And I think it would be nice for him to play close to home so his father could see him play, actually go to more games than what he did before. So I think that'd be a nice addition. And, you know, and I know a lot of these kids this year, they're not waiting, you know, till the, you know, the last day to make a decision. Some of these kids are making decisions, you know, they've already visited these places before, and this Zoom call really helps a lot. I mean, people really don't understand, but coaches still utilize that, which is nice, even though COVID's kind of going away. So maybe that may be the case with him, and hopefully he'll want to be a part of it. His list is huge, but, you know, Illinois can also guarantee him where they're going to be, and they're going to be in the tournament, because this, regardless if they get another player, this is the tournament team.
Okay. Yeah, that's good to hear. And of course, again, all this different, it's so fun to be like not number two all the time. You know, during the John Gross era, it was like, yeah, we finished runner up. That's awesome. We almost got that guy. It was like playing a massive game of horseshoes. So it's much more fun to follow recruiting under Brad Underwood. So Connor, what do we think of Courtney Ramey?
He would be the person that could kind of bridge this group. You know, Sky Clark is going to be a fantastic player for the Illini, but as a freshman, that isn't going to be every night. There might be some nights where players really get into him and can kind of fluster him, and you want to have the ability to have another guy that you can kind of count on. And like Brad mentioned, you know, there isn't a team that had three guards that are all freshmen that advance really far in the tournament. And Kentucky has tried that plenty of years, and it has not worked unless they have a veteran guard on that team or Anthony Davis on your roster. And Illinois doesn't have Anthony Davis. So we have Kofi, but you'd still prefer to have another veteran guard to kind of get us, you know, bridged for those other kids so that they can kind of learn and not have a, you know, trial by fire.
So that takes us up to, you know, we got a couple people here, I guess. We'll kind of put these Chicago folks a little bit together, but let's start first. There's a little bit of rumblings out there about Bryce Hopkins, who went to Kentucky and of course got caught in that Kentucky grist mill where some guys play, some guys don't. You don't want to get on the wrong side of Calipari, and you know, it's not been a great place for some folks from Illinois to go to Kentucky to play basketball. And I'm not talking about Chuck Verderber.
Brad,
yeah, but you're talking some ancient history there. And of course, obviously, you know, you've got players who were ranked in the top 10 or 15 who literally are never played and they're gone. So what is Hopkins? Is that something you're hearing much of? And what does he offer to the Illini if that was to materialize?
Well, Illinois likes Bryce Hopkins quite a bit. They think he's a really good player. 6'6", 6'7", he's skilled. He can do some things. You know, the weird part about him at Kentucky is he has his breakout game. You know, he comes in off the bench in a game and he plays has a great game. And after the game, Kyle Perry says, we have to get him on the floor more. And he played 7 minutes in the next six games. It's like the rest of the year. It's like, what happened? Okay. What more could he do? And so I think that was the frustration for the Hopkins family. You know, Illinois obviously recruited him very hard. I think he's a player, but here's the reality. And this is the situation that Illinois is in. If Illinois, and they'll talk to Bryce Hopkins. There's no question they're going to talk to Bryce Hopkins. But if Illinois adds Terrence Shannon and they just added Sky Clark and they already have RJ Melendez and they have Brandon Murray visiting and they have Coleman Hawkins and they have Luke Goody, Bryce Hopkins, not an overwhelming need at that point. Now, Illinois misses on Terrence Shannon and Brandon Murray. Then Bryce Hopkins becomes a guy who would really slide into there pretty well as a guy. I mean, he's not the upside of Terrence Shannon, but he's a good player, be a quality wing to add to this guy who can play, you know, 3-4. So I don't know, but yeah, he's got some skills. He can shoot it. He can deck it a little bit. Really smart player, knows how to play. So I think there'll be some contact there, but at the end of the day, it comes down to, you gotta, you know, he kind of had his chance last year to be a part of this and chose not to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's unfortunate, you know. Kedrick, what are your thoughts on Mr. Hopkins?
Well, I can tell you this. I certainly understand why kids want to go to the Blue Bloods. I mean, I get it. Makes sense to me. And I know in the past, the kids from Illinois, a lot of those kids, you just thought, I'm not staying home. Why go to Illinois? Automatically, it's, you know, Michigan because it's Michigan, I guess. They're not considered Blue Blood to me, but the North Carolina Dukes and Kentuckys. And I think he fell in love with that because he committed to Louisville at first. Then when all the backlash came from the NCAA, then he went to go to Kentucky. I will tell you this. I know there's some interest there, especially from their standpoint. How much Illinois is interested in him, I've not had that conversation with them, but I know his interest in Illinois is huge. I know a comment was made, you know what, we probably should have looked at them a lot harder than what we did before. Kyle Perry is different. You know, somebody said he's being exposed now from a coaching standpoint because he's losing games that he probably shouldn't lose. And I'm not just basing it off the tournament. I'm sorry. I'm just not. I don't freak on people who lose in a tournament because it's a one game situation. And, you know, you only have to be good for one day. So I'm not punishing him for that. But I know Kentucky losing like that doesn't sit well with the fans. It just doesn't. So, you know, he's not going to go anywhere either. But to answer your question, I think they could utilize him, and he is better than what the roster would have looked like last year. But I don't want to use the word plan B because that's so not professional on my part. I just think if they can continue to get the guys that they need, I would take that route first, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I will say, you know, you can't bag on a coach too much for the NCAA. People forget that Kansas is 34-2 in first round games in the history of the NCAA tournament. And they lost both of those first round games in 2005 and 2006 under Bill Self, only to win a national title 2 years later. So, you know, it's hard to know in a single elimination game. Connor, what do you think of Bryce Hopkins?
Like most people, I watched the game where he played fantastic in the second half against LSU and was pretty much the catalyst for that victory that night. And the fact that he only played 7 minutes and a large portion of the games afterwards is kind of a slap in the face to him, that regardless of what he does on the court, he doesn't deserve that playing time. And I can understand why he left Kentucky. I know Illinois fans would have been ecstatic if he would have chose us a year prior. And he probably would have pushed Coleman Hawkins for that position for most of the year. And certainly when Coleman Hawkins was playing rough and Grandison was playing a little bit hindered by an injury there to end the season, he probably would have been in the running for those minutes as well. And the fact that he can kind of be what I would consider the floor guy in terms of our transfer portal class, where if you miss on the Shannon and the Murrays, you can kind of fall to a Bryce Hopkins and he'll still be willing to just you know, sign on the dotted line as soon as we come calling. That's a pretty good place to be in as a program.
Yeah, that shows you where Coach Underwood's taking the team. So one last transfer portal player that we'll talk about now, Brad, is a guy who used to play at Illinois by the name of Adam Miller, who is looking to get out of the Titanic that is called LSU. Can you give us any idea on where that particular, I know that that's kind of a third, maybe the third bank, you know, the third bank shot or something here, but how would you describe this situation? I'm going to leave it up to you to describe it for us.
Well, the situation is LSU sank into the bayou. So their program, Will Wade's still trying to get out. And I think it's interesting. Adam Miller's an interesting case, and it kind of goes along. We've got so many kids now looking at Illinois as a destination program. And Adam Miller's one now. And, you know, obviously he picked Illinois at high school. They were there's some unhappiness about the way he's used. And we're seeing that now. You know, we see this all across the country. You know, being guys who follow Illinois, we see this up close on a kid like, you know, Adam Miller. But it's happening at Michigan State with Max Christie. You know, not happy ways used, didn't like his role, didn't like this. Yeah, this is normal. I mean, this is a normal thing. Adam chose to go to LSU. Unfortunately, he tears ACL. He looked fantastic prior to tearing his ACL, by the way. But this is a kid who, you know, he looks at it and says, you know what, I really enjoyed my time at Illinois. And he always did, even when he was – after he was in the portal and he decided where he was transferring, he was still hanging out with the Illinois players. They were still going out and doing things, going out to bars, hanging out, whatever they were doing. So this is a kid who enjoyed his time at Illinois. It wasn't like he hated it. He just thought he needed a better fit. Well, now he's in a situation coming off an ACL tear. Is he going to get a waiver to play next year? He doesn't know. So much indecision. So I think he's just going to wait and see what happens. See how everything shakes out. We get past that May 1 deadline when guys have to, you know, be in the portal, and we'll know more about a player like Adam Miller. But I would. If it turns out Illinois has an opening and Adam Miller wants to come back, man, I'm taking Adam Miller 10 times out of 10 if I have an opening, because I know maybe he's not got crazy high upside, but this is a floor guy, knows how to guard and knows the system and would come in and compete every day. And he's going to make those three freshman guards coming in better every day in practice.
Yeah, and that's strong words coming from a guy who's covered Illinois for 20 years. Kedrick, what do you think about Adam?
Well, the first thing I'll say about Adam is, I mean, sometimes the people in your corner or in your party, I guess, gives you bad advice. I think that's what happened to him, unfortunately. You know, sometimes these people, you know, try to take over these kids and tell them what they should or shouldn't do and not really listen to the kid. Because, you know, I remember the day before he transferred, I remember looking at that kid's Instagram page and him talking about the future of the program. And then the very next day, he entered the portal. And you knew, and I'm just not even going to lie and pretend that I don't know the situation. That kid didn't want to leave the University of Illinois. He had no desire to leave. I know Coach Underwood liked the kid. He started him every game on a team that won the Big Ten tournament and who was number one seed. Depending, and he has to be smart for himself, you know, because as much as, you know, he wants to come in and play, and, you know, I'm not saying he wants to be the guy, but we still can't look and deny the fact of the other incoming guards. You know, we all talk about all these other guards and coming in. I know they're freshmen. I know they want to play. One guard people forget to talk about is Spencer Harris. Yes, he's 165 pounds, but he's probably the most athletic out of all the incoming freshmen that they have. So they're going to, I mean, Adam's got to make a decision for himself. I think if he would have stayed in the program, maybe one of those other guards might not have been there. I don't know. But at the end of the day, like Brad mentioned, if you lose some of those guards, you got to take a kid like him because he is a good athlete. And I thought he struggled through most of his career at Illinois, but down the stretch, he was good. And if you go back to that Loyola game, you know, and I've seen him be the only person who wants to give Kofi any credit, I thought he and Kofi were the best players on the floor for Illinois. And when I say Kofi, I'll tell anybody, go look at Kofi's numbers when they play Loyola. People think he only averaged four or five points a game. I think he had a double-double. Adam Miller was solid that game as well. He defended, he shot well. And Adam has started, I thought, to learn the system. He started to trust the system. You can see how much better he got.
Yeah, sometimes the people around you just don't always, you know, help you get to where you need to go. Connor, any thoughts on Adam?
Well, I will say with Adam, it's less that he got bad advice just given the circumstances. I mean, for all we know, he could have, you know, if he doesn't get injured, that could have been a really good move for him and he could have played fantastic down there. But it's with the injury being there, we never got to see that. And hopefully this transfer where he gets, you know, out of that situation, hopefully he does get a waiver because, I mean, he didn't really, just like everybody else that was there on that LSU team, he didn't really have a choice on, he didn't know they were going to be hitting him that hard right away, given the fact that the NCAA has kind of been sitting on those charges for however long. And he just wants to play basketball. And if he has to sit out an extra year, that I'm sure that will be, you know, enough time for him to rehab his ACL. But I'm hoping that wherever he goes, he does well. And if it's, you know, at Illinois, he's going to be having to compete with, you know, the freshman guards, and he'll be pushing them to get better. And if he gets into the starting lineup at some point, if that happens, it'll be because he earned it.
So that leaves us one player who's not in the transfer portal, but he literally and figuratively looms over the Illinois basketball program. And we've mentioned his name several times tonight. What are we thinking on Kofi Coburn, Brad? You've got a player here who arguably, you know, could have won the National Player of the Year based on statistics. You know, he averaged over 20 points and 10 rebounds a game, but he did it while being triple teamed, while Oscar Tshiebwe certainly earned his stats, but he did it one-on-one. Any thoughts on Kofi? I know that Kofi's a hard man to predict, but any thoughts on your side, Brad?
Yeah, I mean, I'm leaning towards, obviously, I think Kofi wants to go pro and be a professional, but I'm leaning to the fact that Kofi also knows what he's, that he can make a lot of money at Illinois with NIL, and he's got a chance to leave a legacy, you know, get Illinois at least to the Sweet 16, become the all-time leading scorer and rebounder in Illinois history. And you do that, and you're going to be there, you know, pretty much on the board forever. You're already going to have a banner raised. And I'm leaning towards Kofi returning. I think it's going to be sooner rather than later. April 24th is the deadline. I think it's going to be sooner than we think. I know, and this is just kind of what I'm hearing, but I think that we may have in the next week, stay tuned, we may have a very exciting week if Kofi and maybe another person jumps in and joins the Illini in the next week to 10 days. So I think that could happen.
Sweet. Sweet. That's tantalizing. So any Kofi thoughts, Ked?
Come back and try to win a national title. We talked about it before on air, and, you know, it's not a secret, you know, he's home with his family. He's, you know, and everybody talks about the NBA, but he's not at home training, you know, he's home with his family. And, you know, and I was told that he's, you know, if he's coming back, they're not going to mess around with it, get back, you know, change your body a little bit more and let Fletch do, you know, let Fletch work his magic. You know, because I think they want to do some things with him, you know, differently this year. I think the team's going to look differently on how they play. So I think he will come back. And, you know, a lot of people in the Big Ten don't want to hear that. And who cares? That's too bad. Regardless of all these players we talked about, if you get a guy like Kofi on your roster and you get a chance to come back, you bring him back. That's just it in a nutshell. You can't let kids like that get away and then think, okay, what if, and then you end up losing and then you don't have that one piece inside.
Yeah, it's hard to really overstate how important Kofi is. And at the same time, it would be nice to see him get a chance to work on some of the things that the NBA would like to work on. I think it would help the Illini be a better team, and have him drop a little bit of pounds. And you know, pass out of the double team and the triple team and the quadruple team a little better would be great. And let him, you know, pop the occasional outside jumper. His form is not bad. So we've kind of taken you through the Sky Clark commitment, which was great news tonight. And of course, IlliniGuys.com was all over that. If you're on the message boards, you know exactly what we mean. And of course, we've talked about some of the prominent names in the transfer portal. And of course, you're hearing that, like recruiting, the transfer portal is fluid and new names may come out there. So you're going to want to be subscribing to IlliniGuys.com if you want the new names first. If you want to wait and find out about it later, there's other websites you can subscribe to, or you can just read the newspaper. Depends on when you want to hear the stuff. Brad, do you have any final thoughts? Or are you good to go here as we kind of try to keep up with all the late breaking news as things are happening?
And biggest thing, Illinois gets a huge commitment from Sky Clark, and they've got more guys in the portal that are, you know, going to be close. And I think there's a lot of news, and also Illinois coaches are going to be out recruiting this weekend. They're going to be heading out to Indy and Orlando, checking on, you know, their commitment in 2024 and Marez Johnson, and as well as all the other 2023 and 24 kids that they're wanting to get a chance to really do a deep dive on in an AAU setting.
Yep. Ked, any final thoughts?
Get to IlliniGuys.com for all the information, because if we get it, we're going to be putting it on the site. And Brad and I have never lied to people. We don't steer people wrong. We don't just make up things to make them up. And I think right now it's a great time to join. It's a great time to be an Illini, not, you know, from a football, basketball standpoint, but from a football standpoint as well. I mean, it's the program is taking a turn for the better. And right now, I mean, I know we both, all of us, you know, we bust our butts to get information, and it's good information. So, and that's what you pay for. So to me, you know, Illinois basketball, Illinois football, athletics, they're back. It's going to be a while before they go away. Because the reason I say that is because these coaches are being paid a nice chunk of change, and why leave?
Yeah, and the bottom line is we got a women's basketball coach. That's going to be cranking up. And as I grew up, I'm going to pull something from the past here, folks. The 20s belong to the Illini. And we got a little –
Hey, let's mention women's basketball. They have a huge visitor on campus this weekend as well.
Okay.
You know, all they have the point guard who played for Shauna Green at Dayton is going to be on campus this Saturday on her official visit. A lot of people believe she'll follow her. She was the leading scorer for the Flyers and is an all A-10 selection. So that would be a huge coup right off the bat for Shauna Green.
Oh, that would be awesome to hear. Like I said, Josh Whitman's kind of putting together an all-star team coaching, and all of a sudden you start to see W's appear all over Champaign-Urbana. So that's good to go. So now we're going to do a little bit of business. So as we talked about a little bit, you want to make sure you get to IlliniGuys.com. We get a ton, hundreds of people coming to the site, joining up during the transfer portal time, and then they don't leave because they have such a good time. You like to get the information ahead of time. You like to know the rumor mill. You got to go to IlliniGuys.com, check out the forums, the message boards in the back, behind the paywall. You get everything. And there's very few surprises in life then. Additionally, Illini Guys Sports Spectacular is on over 20 stations in the state of Illinois. And starting on Sunday, April 10th, we are on WJBC in Bloomington. That is AM 1230 from 10 a.m. till noon. Please listen to us there if you're in Bloomington and you have not had the chance. And finally, of course, we have our family of podcasts, 30 for 30. We have Ked's Recruiting Roundup. You can listen to all those things and catch up on all things Illini. So for Illini guy Brad Sturdy, for Kedrick Prince, the director of Illini Guys Recruiting, and for Connor Kegley, the Illini basketball writer, this is Mike Kegley, and thank you so much for listening, and we hope you had a great time. Stay tuned, because there's going to be a lot more in the transfer portal, and the next couple of weeks are going to be exciting.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.